and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls, welcome to Let's Keep It A Buck, the hottest podcast on the land. Look at the TikTok star in the fucking chat. the hottest podcast on the land, garnering 800 total views. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, this dude is so fucking stupid, bro.
Yo, that shit doesn't sound good right now, but you know, once we got to the point where I can say, yo, we have a total of like 10,000 views, it's going to sound better.
Yeah.
We just started. Got to start somewhere, man.
Shout out to the people tuning in every week. Shout out to the day one. Shout out to the people checking this out for the first time. All the support is much appreciated. It's a journey, you know what I'm saying? But y'all killed it on episode 4. You almost got 1,000 views on the YouTube channel, which is big since I literally just started the channel like 3 weeks ago. Also, before we get going, shout out to the homie Tim. after private conversations, we've decided to move on without the homie, just because I'm gonna be honest, he doesn't really watch that much basketball, which is fine. When I started this, I didn't expect it to be a basketball podcast. But it just wasn't a good fit, and we both acknowledge that. But shout out to Tim for at least trying to be on the podcast and shit, because he's like never done anything like it. So shout out to the homie. But speaking of the cast, along with me, we got Wordu, we got Dom, and we got Justin. Say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
What's poppin'? This thing is ugly.
I just
want to say, before we get started, everyone, I don't like Wordu just as much as y'all. Like, I just want that out there. Like, he gets on my nerves way more than he gets on y'all nerves. Like, I just want y'all to know.
Stop, y'all are not alone. Bro, stop that.
Yo, this man is acting fruity today.
Jesus Christ.
And Wordu, let tell the people what you've been doing today, bro.
Man, I just went to my brother's crib, you know, had a couple, got a little shot of tequila, you know, a little, I'm not even going to get into it, you know, I'm a little bit lit, but I'm going to get through it, you know, it's your boy, what did the dude, no intros.
No, you can go ahead, you're already in the flow, bro, go ahead.
Oh. Okay, what did the dude, we're back in this bitch, you know, episode 5?
He can't even keep track of the single digit podcast, bro.
If y'all thought sober Wordu was a problem,
we're gonna have a problem today with this guy.
y'all ain't seen shit yet, bro.
I was listening to JVP and they're like, all right, what episode is this? Like 345. This man can't even count to 5.
I'm crack open a Smirnoff for all my haters. Shout out to everybody in the chat commenting. I appreciate the love. 1,000.
Y'all did this.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all did this, man.
Y'all gave him the clout. Now look at what you did.
Y'all acknowledged him, man.
Created a monster.
Yeah, he thinks he's a superstar. Now he's been acknowledged by 4 people.
See my crazy little stage, you know what I'm saying? Got my little Neo swag, you know?
Hey, yo, okay, yo, before you get too drunk, bro.
I'm sorry, dumb.
You are recording, right? Like on Audacity and shit?
Yeah.
Just double checking. All right. Because you're drunk, fucking forget, bro.
All right, follow me on Instagram at Wordu the Dude. Follow me on Twitter at Wordu the Dude. Add me on SoundCloud, Alex Wordu. Add me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Skeet.
All right, fuck it. Let's go ahead and do intros.
He did his whole intro.
I'm saying Dom.
I thought we were doing intros. We're doing intros, right?
Jesus Christ. What up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. And that's it, because that's what a fucking intro is. It's a quick segment, not shout out everything at the beginning and end.
I'm going to plug all of my handles, Dom. I'm going
to
get it on.
All right, Justin, say what's up to the people, bro.
What's up, everyone? That's it.
GG.
That's it, bro. That's it. Keep it light and simple. But how y'all been this week, man? Aside from Wordu, because he's just fucking lit right now.
Bro, it's too hot.
We all know how Wordu's been. Been good, bro.
Why does it always go to me? They asked everybody. Why does it always come to me, man? Come back to me.
It's been a cool week, man. You know, just working, living, waiting for basketball to come back so my Lakers can win the championship. Same old, same old.
Facts.
Same old, same old. Yeah, man. I've just been making YouTube moves this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Trying to get my bag. I'm on a contract year.
Oh, shit.
With this shit.
Let's go, IT.
Yeah. But it's been a slow week in the NBA. I'm not gonna lie. I was thinking about topics last night and I'm like, yo, what can we actually talk about that's like been trending or some shit? But nothing really. Aside from the Kendrick Perkins shit, which we are gonna get into. But if the biggest news in the NBA is Kendrick Perkins retired as It's a slow ass week, bro.
Very slow.
Yeah, so as we talked about last week, Kyrie has been the face of NBA players who have a concern with returning to the NBA because of health, financial, and the social unrest going on in the country right now. And as the media likes to do, they did the show with Kaepernick too. They talked about the player itself and how the actions, you know, how he was doing things. And instead of talking about the problem he was actually talking about, and at the forefront of that fight on the media side has been Kendrick Perkins, the 2008 Boston Celtics center. Kendrick Perkins has been on social media this week. He's been going on The Jump. He's been going on a bunch of ESPN shows talking about Kyrie. And now he doesn't know what he's doing, going as far as to say that if you put Kyrie's brain in a bird, that the bird will fly backwards. Like, I'm not going to lie, that's disrespectful as fuck, bro.
He said that?
That's very disrespectful.
He said that.
I think he apologized for that. But he apologized, but then he said everything else I said.
Who the fuck is Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah, but his main argument has been the fact that Kyrie has, with his actions, he's actually transformed to being the distraction that he's been trying to avoid. And as a retaliation, KD commented on some IG post that Perk is a sellout. And now the conversation has shifted once again to focusing on Kevin Durant saying Perk is a sellout, which, I don't know about you, sounds like a distraction to me. Now, I wanna ask the crew, what do y'all think about Kendrick Perkins, man, as a on his little media run this week?
I see through the facade, man.
No one cares about Kendrick Liddell Perkins, nigga. You fuck out of here.
Is that his actual middle name?
I'm about to say, you really Liddell. Know Kendrick Perkins' middle name?
L-E-D-A-L-E. Liddell.
That sounds all right. He looks like a Liddell. Listen, man. Liddell. At this point, I'm convinced Kendrick Perkins is just another analyst they have for controversy. Like, at this point, we've seen too many people. Ryan Hollins fell in the same boat not too long ago where everything they said was just stupid. And it was just to get ratings, just to get people's attention, just to grab at something and make something that's not even there. I really don't take anything he said serious.
Yeah, anybody, to be fair, he said Kyrie's been a distraction. What exactly has Kyrie even done?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, he literally has done nothing.
I was looking back at everything, and in all of this, Kyrie has not publicly said a single word.
It's
not a single word.
Some person saying he said something in a group chat, and some person claiming he said something on a Zoom call.
Yeah, it's all third party.
He hasn't publicly said anything. Literally nothing. Somehow he's being a distraction.
He never says anything public. Everything with Kyrie, you got to think about it. Ever since he left the Cavs. Anything you hear about Kyrie is coming from third-party sources.
Yeah.
Sources says Kyrie's a distraction in the locker room. Sources says Kyrie's having a disagreement with Brad Stevens. Sources said, like, it's always a source says this about Kyrie, and we just run with it. Like, that's
and
just
we never have the name of the source either. Like, we never have the name never. Of the source.
Yeah, and even when Kyrie does actually speak out, everyone just twists his words and takes that out of context and shit. So I think he should say something.
He should say something. And this, like, at this point, I think he should.
I think he should defend himself at this point because this is actual like slander.
This is ridiculous.
Going
on.
He really needs to defend himself. He definitely doesn't need a snake like KD defending him. First of all, I want to get on this. Who the fuck cares? KD.
Excuse me.
KD should not be calling anybody a sellout. Nobody.
Kevin Durant shouldn't be defending no goddamn body. Because the last time he defended a teammate, he stabbed him in the back. Why would I care what you got to say about me? I know your track record. You ain't changed, nigga. Fuck out of here. You so talked about how Russ. You talked about defend. How Russ was your brother. How Russ was such a great player, and then you left him for Steph Curry, and said the environment for the Warriors.
The is better, circumstance which, for that which, wasn't yeah, a,
which I wasn't needed, personal. I needed a more skilled.
It was a basketball decision.
KD's the definition.
That was to
hell.
Personal,
that wasn't personal. To hell. That wasn't personal.
How was it personal?
You go to the team to beat you, nigga. That's
if
not personal.
If you're the better player and you feel like you can win somewhere else, you're going to leave. That's not personal. That's business, bro.
Little, we talking about a man who has burner accounts on Twitter. I feel like it's a little personal in there. I feel like it's a little.
See,
personal.
This is exactly how bronze sexuals are when it comes to topics like
this. Has nothing exactly to do with how.
Bronze sexuals. So I'm so sensitive. I'm so sensitive about KD and what he did because he did what was good for his career, and I don't like that. And it was it's personal. How was that personal? That's a business decision.
I don't think it was that personal.
It was a business decision with some personal.
He was still a sellout either way.
And then after that, they were personal cool. Like they dapped it
that
up.
Was cool.
Like, KD and Russ.
Man, they first of all, don't believe everything you see on TV, bro. Just because they do it on the cameras don't mean it's like that when the cameras are off.
And Wordy, you should know that, bro. Come on now.
Come on,
you do Jermontre or Wordy.
Come on now.
I guess that's true, Dominique.
I'm just saying, look, to this day, I still have no respect for Kevin Durant. I don't.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like I wouldn't
go that far, but
I don't respect him.
I don't.
I still have no respect for Brandon Ingram. And I still love him.
Especially after no. Let me tell you this. Especially after when Draymond went on All the Smoke and was talking about how Kevin Durant was in the Warriors that last season. What was it? The 17 or 18 season. Talking about how Kevin Durant was in that fucking locker room. That made me not like Kevin Durant way more. I already didn't respect you. Because how you treated Jermaine Russ, how you went to the Warriors, I already didn't like that.
Do you respect KD for playing when he was
bitch on the Warriors?
How is he a bitch?
Listen. It's one thing to be a bitch and, you know, leave your brother for the niggas that beat y'all. It's a whole other thing to be a bitch.
It's business.
While you're supposed to be happy. Kevin Durant won the finals.
If LeBron is the same thing, there'd be no issue.
Stop. But LeBron,
there'd be no issue.
LeBron,
yes, sir. There was an issue.
He would not do that. LeBron would not go to a team that beat him.
Even when he did go to Heat, there was an issue. What do you mean?
LeBron would not go to the best team in the NBA. He wouldn't. He hasn't. He's had how many opportunities? How many times has LeBron switched teams?
He sells next time.
Stop! We still talking about this.
Okay, so was KD a bitch when he was
Kevin Durant,
injured and he
Kevin
still
Durant,
played on a
Kevin
torn
Durant,
Achilles? Was he a bitch then?
First of all, no, he was just stupid. Kevin Durant, legit,
that
won the finals.
How bisexuals are. You
he
hear
won
this?
Hear me out. He won the finals. Won the finals MVP. Heard people still say, "Oh, y'all still think LeBron's better," and just said, "Fuck it." I'm mentally checked out of the Warriors. He was a cancer. he was legit a drama queen about shit. He started complaining about Steph and Clay, which I'm going to be honest. If Steph and Clay beat me, I go to Steph and Clay. I get a ring. Guess who I'm not talking about? Guess who I'm not talking about? Guess who I'm not calling out on how you play? Steph and Clay.
They play as a team. Russ isn't a team player. Why would I want to play with Russ? So,
but he was complaining about how they played. And they play as a team. What does that say, Wordu?
Who?
You don't even know the goddamn story. Look at you.
KD?
Yes. KD was complaining about this. KD was complaining about the shot Steph and Clay got. He was complaining, openly complaining during games, practices, openly complaining about Steph and Clay. But they're the good teammates, right?
I don't remember him complaining about Steph. I heard him complaining about
Clay.
Though.
Did you not watch Draymond Green's interview? Did you not see Draymond Green on All the Smoke?
I don't remember that.
You don't think? So watch
you
that
say
and
yes
then
or no,
come
bro.
Back to me.
I
watch
I
that and come
that.
Back because Draymond aired out all the dirty laundry with the Warriors. He aired all that shit out.
But at the end of the day, it's business.
But
KD's
that's just from one side, though. I don't.
Yeah, that's from one side.
So what's Kevin's side? I mean,
I don't know. But if you're just basing everything you said just on Draymond's side, then I don't know, bro.
I mean, what does Draymond have? Draymond. All Draymond got is mouth and defense. I mean, look, all I'm saying is, it's not hard to believe. You can see it in his body language when he played that season. Why do you think everybody knew he was leaving the Warriors?
You can tell. Yeah. So, yeah. Word, you telling me you didn't see a difference between when Kevin first got there and the year before he left?
His body was different. Clearly, I did.
He wasn't. He wasn't more bitchy about shit, fucking pointing and talking shit and all angry. You didn't see that. That's what I'm saying. It's not hard to believe it.
It just depends how you perceive it, bro. It depends how you perceive it, bro. If you're saying that him complaining about not getting the shots that he wants is him complaining or bitching, cool. If it's any other player, they would just pass it along.
But the thing is, he wasn't doing it the first year. He only did it after people went and put him above LeBron. That's when it happened.
Because they were trying to see how it was gonna fit in. So obviously he's not gonna complain about it when they're all learning how to play with each other the first year. Over time, yes, you're gonna start bitching. There's gonna be chemistry issues naturally because everyone can fucking shoot.
Was there chemistry issues with the Heat? LeBron didn't do that. Since we bring LeBron into it, LeBron and Wade didn't do that.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
LeBron and D Wade were already like brothers. They were friends. They were associates. Chris Bosh was a third wheel dinosaur that added to that legacy.
Outside of Ray Allen, B Souls, was the rest of the guys like that?
But you can't just say outside of Ray Allen because that's
okay. I mean, but Ray Allen ended up leaving because they tried to replace him, right? With Jason Terry, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So outside of Ray Allen, the rest of the team, there was no bitching and complaining about how they played. They got together, won a ring. They were a team. They were a big three. Well, you know, Rondo wanted to be a big four. Rondo was a little cancer, but we're not going to talk about that. But I'm just saying, when it comes to teams with big threes or big fours, you don't have that issue when everyone knows their role and they're playing as a team. But when LeBron is still seen as the GOAT, oh, now I need to get my shots back. Like, I got to be Kevin. I got to be Kevin again. Like, it's not about the Warriors no more. It's about KD. So I'm just saying, I mean, I kind of ventured off of what we were talking about originally. I just don't fucking care what Kevin Durant got to say. I'm sorry. I just don't. So Kevin Durant taking up for Kyrie doesn't mean shit to me because they can lose this year and motherfuckers can say, oh, Kawhi's better than KD. And guess what? He's on the Clippers. So I don't fucking care what KD got to say.
But I don't know. Just going back to Perk, bro.
Back to
Perk.
This nigga said Perk.
Back to the point. Back to the topic. that's fine, bro. No, like I said, it's a slow-ass NBA week. Bro.
Oh, man. I had to get
on. Liddell.
I've been holding on to that KD stuff for a minute. Man, I had to get that out of there. I'm sorry.
Damn, like with Wordu's Blake Griffin Kristaps shit, bro. Did that feel good to get off, Dom?
That felt really good. That felt really revitalizing. Felt really revitalizing to get that point.
At least I was kind of like in the lane. Like this man just talking about Kristaps and Blake. Yeah, and we were talking about.
Yeah,
fucking...
I mean, at least Kevin Durant was involved in what we was talking about. Jokic, and this man brought up Porzingis and goddamn Blake Griffin. I don't get it, but.
He said, "Yeah,
yes, I did."
I don't know what Perk is, bro. I've never seen a more like hypocritical media member.
He thinks Kyrie is only doing what he's doing if he's even doing anything. He said he thinks he's doing that because he voted for the season to continue. He found out that players that aren't going to play like him or KD aren't allowed to travel with the team. And now all of a sudden he's like, oh, we shouldn't play Black Lives Matter. And he's saying he's using that as an excuse because he's mad that he's not allowed to go with his team. That's what he was saying.
But see, that's the hypocritical part.
That just sounds like some bullshit to me.
That's what I'm saying. But last year there was a tweet that Perk said, MJ's the GOAT. And then just a year later, now he's like sucking LeBron's dick like he's always thought he was the GOAT.
He's trying to be so bad.
Watch it, boy.
Hypocritical dude, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
He's talking about distractions. He's more distracting than Kyrie is.
That's what I'm saying.
ESPN put an extra zero on that check, and now he's just saying whatever they want him to say, bro. It's the Shannon Sharp effect.
Perk, I know you're not watching this, but Perk, if you don't want Kyrie to be a distraction, then stop talking about him. Like,
Perk, you're a bitch. You're crying because KD responded and fucking called you a sellout, and you're crying about it. You're a coward. No one cares. If anyone's a bitch, it's you, LaDale. Next topic.
How can you even be mad at someone who you go after his teammate? He defends his teammate. And then, like, you're going after
his teammates. Who cares what these niggas have to say? ESPN has to hire more credible basketball players. Why is Kendrick Perkins even in the position to say this shit?
Interesting.
Why? I don't know. Why isn't Kevin Garnett on ESPN?
Because he's with TNT. Is he still doing the TNT thing?
I don't think he's doing the tournament anymore.
Oh, damn.
Why are people that I actually like, that are vocal, that actually make valid points on the fucking ESPN? No one cares what Charles Barkley has to say. No one cares what he has to say. I don't care about national media people.
The TNT cast is actually pretty solid.
I like Charles Barkley. All the problems when it comes
to analysts, but it could be a lot better. ESPN.
All right, he said some stupid stuff.
But before, all, like the worst analysts are either from Fox Sports or ESPN. TNT's analysts are actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with D-Wade coming on there, like. Yeah. I don't see D-Wade being a problem in the community. I'm not going to lie. Even though he's like LeBron's best friend, I don't think he's going to be too biased to him, which is crazy. He's going to be on the TNT crew next season, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Dom, if the sellout comment didn't come from KD, do you think the like people calling Kendrick Perkins a sellout, is that like a valid point?
I mean, it's obvious he's a sellout. You're a sellout whenever you sign that contract to say you're a sellout whenever you decide to say whatever is controversial all the time. Like when you write your name on that damn on that line, that dotted line, to just spew out bullshit or to be a damn punching bag or just to be laughed at.
And he was on Kyrie's team once too.
Plenty of people like I think was he? Yeah, he was. He was on that Cavs team. Yeah, 2018. He was on Cavs team. Didn't play.
It might have been the year after.
Oh, no. He wasn't on Kyrie's team. I'm lying. Yeah, 18, Kyrie was gone. Yeah. He was on the Celtics then. Yeah, 18, Kyrie was on the Celtics.
Yeah, no, I just, like, when I saw him, Kyrie on ESPN this morning, like, I just didn't know, like, why, if I'm being honest. Because you went out on national TV and said Kyrie was the blind leading the blind. Made fun of his intelligence and said that if you put his brain on a bird, it'd fly backwards. And KD comments on an Instagram post with two words, and you're crying on national TV. Like, come on,
man. There's no sports. They need to make controversy.
They're making a huge story about a Zoom call.
Like,
they have to talk about something, but you can talk about stuff the right way. You don't have to reach for content.
And I heard they're doing another Zoom call too, so you know something else is going to come out the next one.
Oh, another one.
Yeah,
I hope they, man. You know, wait,
let's see if LeBron shows up.
This is definitely on the Kyrie topic. Was it true that he wanted to start his own league, or he brought that up? Is that like a true thing? Like, is that accurate?
There was one report from one New York Times reporter that said that in the Brooklyn Nets group chat that he did say that, but then two Brooklyn Nets players came out and said that never happened. And another trusted reporter, Taylor Rooks, I think she works for Bleacher Report. She also has a source and said that that also was not said. And that after those reports came out that Kyrie supposedly said that Kyrie actually left that group chat. So if anything, the media is literally tearing the Nets locker room apart.
It's a team group chat. Like, have you ever played on a sport and been in a team group chat? Nothing that's said in the team group chat is to be taken seriously. This man was probably
not even that. I mean,
he was like, guys, who wants to make NBA look, 2?
I'm not going to lie. No, I ain't going to lie. It is suspicious that he ended up leaving the team group chat if none of it's true.
He probably just doesn't want the drama.
But I mean, listen, if it's a team group chat, that means that one of your teammates is probably sleeping with a reporter who got that story out. Or one of your teammates is like real close to.
I'm pretty sure it was a dude.
I mean, we don't know, but hey, look, NBA players can clean that way. It's 2020. But all I'm saying is,
even if he said that in the group chat, I can't like just take that report
for face value. Level.
Yeah,
even if
you could have just said that, like, yo, bro, let's start our own league, like
NBA 2, boys, let's do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it could have been a whole different context.
It could have been, but for him to have group chat, it's a team group chat. If it's nothing but teammates in there, the only reason you're leaving is not because motherfuckers is lying on you. Like, why would somebody just
if he said that as a joke and someone leaked it out
into a story.
Yeah, and made it into a story. Then, yeah, within that group chat, then I would leave too. I'm not. But then
you go at the team. You find out who did that.
You're not gonna find out.
You're not gonna find out. I mean, you could.
All I know is at this point, I don't blame Kyrie for having fucking trust issues because everyone's literally twisting his words.
So. You know who didn't twist his words?
Clickbaiting.
LeBron. LeBron never twisted his words. LeBron just asked the man to score buckets.
The same LeBron that wouldn't show up to a fucking Zoom call? That LeBron?
And again, I say, why did he need to be there? But anyway...
Okay.
You don't even know what... He could have been doing something super important.
Kyrie wasn't dealing with none of this.
Yeah, he was definitely making TikTok videos with Bronny. Yeah, he was definitely busy. Yeah.
Hey.
Those are Kyrie didn't have to go through none of this when his only job was... to get buckets and win rings, bro. Letters was a problem. All this became a problem when you wanted to be Kobe and go out and get your own team and forge your own path. Now you're a cancer. Now you think the earth is flat. Now you're a problem. You're bipolar. He was never bipolar with LeBron. I ain't never hear that. That's weird, right? Yeah. Like I don't
think that had something to do with Kyrie more than the media just twisting shit.
I'm just saying.
Wait, is he actually bipolar?
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, listen, you never know. You can't tell somebody bipolar by playing basketball.
Did he say he's bipolar or no?
I mean, even if he was, he's not going to say he is. I mean, nah. Well, I mean, I don't think he is. I mean, I don't think he ever denied it, did he? Did he ever say he wasn't?
He doesn't say anything. I don't want to make that claim on the pod that he's bipolar and shit.
There was no official report that he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
All I'm saying is all this shit started to come out after he leaves LeBron. Now, there's one or two things that can be said. One, LeBron just went ahead and told the media to fuck his career up. That's possible. That's definitely possible. You know, LeBron runs the league. Definitely possible. He left. He was like, you know what? Tarnish his name everywhere. Forever. Like, it's definitely possible. Like, definitely possible, you know? It's LeBron. He's done weirder things.
Yeah.
Or, some niggas ain't meant to be number one. Some people are just meant to be some great Robins and turn into Nightwing. I'm just saying, we gotta have these discussions, man. We gotta have these discussions.
Or, I just think a big part of the media, when shit goes against LeBron in any way, it just, like, Kyrie's the problem. It could have been just not a good match, and they just twisted to Kyrie being a problem.
This has been the theme with almost every player he's been with besides D-Wade, bro.
No. Who has he been with other than D-Wade and AD? Who? There's no problems with AD.
There's no problem with AD.
I'm about to say,
there's no problem with D-Wade.
What? Who else has he been with?
What problem?
Who? Wash Shaq? Is that who? Wash Ben Wallace?
That Smirnoff is in his veins now, bro. That Smirnoff is in his bloodstream.
Oh my god! All right.
Only team in
color is your jacket, next Carlo. The same color as your jacket. Yep.
Head ass. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. I think we talked about Kendrick Perkins enough.
Yeah. But, next topic.
Speaking of the NBA's return, not specifically who do you guys want to win or who do you guys think will win, but just from a media perspective, who do you guys want to see in the finals? Like, which NBA final series would you guys like to see?
Lakers and Bucks, baby. That's
Lakers and Sixers, buddy.
That's the best. That is the best storyline because it's a win-win no matter who wins.
Okay, yeah, explain, because I got a rebuttal to that, but go ahead.
Because if you get the Lakers and Bucks in the finals, say the Lakers win, that adds to LeBron's legacy, gets 80 championship experience just in case he pulls a Kyrie and wants his own path. Wants his own career. Now he has a title under his belt. He can say he's a championship level player, negotiate for money, yada, yada, yada. If the Bucks win, we can start the era of Giannis. His legacy continues to build. He builds a case for being the next guy, the next best player in the league. It can honestly be like that passing of the torch situation from LeBron to Giannis if they face off and they play, because we never got that from We never got that from Kobe and LeBron,
bro.
Like, we were supposed to.
I can't believe we didn't get that, bro. I'm not gonna.
We were supposed to. What was it? 09?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. But Dwight was like, "Yo, let me."
Dwight was like, "It's my time to shine, baby. I gotta be Superman, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm trying to be Shaq out here, like. So yeah. he fucked that up, but we never got that passing of the torch between those two. Every other era has had a passing of the torch. Magic and Larry passed it to Jordan. Jordan passed it to Kobe, and Kobe was supposed to pass to LeBron, but for some reason, and I don't know why this became a thing, they're supposed to play each other for it to pass. Like MJ went through, he had to go through Bird and Magic to get their respect. Kobe didn't really play Mike to get it, but it was a mentor thing. It was like, I look up to you, I idolize you, every move you do, I do. So he was like a little brother here, pass the torch because you're that next guy. Everybody's seeing that LeBron was supposed to be the next dude. It was building up for them to clash, and it never happened. So it was never like an official, here you go, the league is yours. So we can kind of get that for the next generation, so they had that story to tell to be like, yo, where were you when the torch was passed from LeBron and Giannis?
Yeah.
I just feel like it'll be a great storyline. Win-win for either team. It's hard to find where it's a win-win for any team to win.
Right. So that's a matchup I'd like to see as well for the reasons you said. But the pick I went with, this is not even being biased or anything, but I thought a Celtics-Lakers finals. Oh. No, hear me out. A Celtics-Lakers finals. Give me a chance. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a chance.
Okay.
No, I get it. History.
I get it.
One, you got the infamous Celtics-Lakers rivalry. That's must-watch, period. But then you got Bron's history with the Celtics. That's been lasting, since 08? That's more than a decade. And then you got all those years of AD to Boston rumors. So it's kind of hypocritical that the Celtics are facing AD on the Lakers now. And then on the Lakers, they got Avery Bradley, a former Celtic, and they got Rondo, who was clashing with LeBron when Rondo and the Big Four, you know what I'm saying? That's a Big Four. They were going at it, and now he's on the Lakers. And the only buzzer beater Rondo ever hit in his career was against the Celtics at TD. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And LeBron's going to... And you got Tatum, too.
And you got Tatum, the rising star.
Who looked up to LeBron, had the little LeBron picture.
I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron's going to be in the finals. That's always must watch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if the Celtics make it to the finals, that means that Giannis doesn't, right? So that automatically is another, you know, big storyline in itself because of his
free agency. They probably beat them.
You know what I'm saying?
Giannis might leave because the Bucks can't get it done. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it. You know what I'm saying?
And then the narrative with the Celtics making the finals the year after Kyrie left? Come on, bro. The media chaos.
He's going to be flying backwards if that happens.
That's what I'm saying. So in terms of just what will make the best storyline, what will make the most drama, a Celtics-Lakers finals, especially with the, you know, the NBA needing his money back, I think that might be...
But would it be dramatic with those teams, though?
Like, yes.
Because I'm seeing like a 5-6-game series. Like, there's way. Is that really
that
dramatic?
I'm seeing 5 games at best.
Is that really? Like, at least, like, with the Bucks-Lakers, that's a 7-gamer right there. Like, Celtics.
I think that's
Celtics,
6.
I'm seeing 7. I don't think Giannis is going out like that.
I think if the Celtics made it to the finals, they proved that they could beat the Bucks.
Celtics, at this point, had beaten the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, if they could beat the Bucks, they could beat the Lakers.
My bad. I'm on 7%. That's why.
I mean, I get it though. No. I definitely, it is way more storylines than with the Bucks and Lakers. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Definitely has a lot more storylines. Definitely would be more entertaining with the shit you can steer up from it. Didn't even think about the Avery Bradley Rondo connection. I like that.
Yeah. So where do you said Lakers Sixers? Either way, we got the Lakers apparently. But
everybody wants of to course, Lakers, no? We're the best team in the NBA. But y'all already knew that.
Paul George in the
y'all already knew that. Now, I mean, those are Bucks, Celtics. They're both great teams. I think either one of them could be in the finals. I think the one that they are actually going to go with, because it is, you know, Gematria, hello, scripted.
Who do you want to see?
Want to see?
Stop reading the script. Just go based on what you...
What I want to see, I really, honestly, I want to see Lakers versus the Bucks. That's what I want to see. But I think it's going to be Lakers-Sixers because matchup by matchup, I think defensively, that's the only team that could really match up toe-to-toe with the Lakers. Regardless of what different lineups that the Lakers might use, I think Joel Embiid versus AD... Ben Simmons versus LeBron, you know, LeBron, Ben Simmons, he kind of like passing the torch of, you know, the point guards there. Josh Richardson versus Danny Green. Shut up, Dom. Al Horford versus Kuzma. Kuzma versus Tobias. Can I finish? Please, I'm begging you. Can I please finish? I'm going matchup by matchup, and I'm telling you why this is the best choice. Okay, look, Ben Simmons, LeBron.
If we play the Sixers, Kuzma not start. We're going big, so that's either Dwight or JaVale.
So, what lineup do you think it would be? What lineup?
If we play the Sixers, the best lineup to go with would be Bron, Avery Bradley, Danny Green, AD at the four, and JaVale or Dwight at the five. And you just have
LeBron at the one, Danny Green at the two, AD at the three,
what?
JaVale at the four, and Dwight at the five. That's what I'm thinking.
JaVale, oh my word.
You go. So who's our bench big man?
JaVale. I think JaVale can handle JaVale Al Horford. JaVale
at the four?
JaVale can handle Al Horford. He can handle Al Horford.
So who's our big man coming off the bench?
Kuzma.
Whoever the fuck. Nigga, Kuzma, nigga.
We don't have
Morris. Bench, man. Morris. Hey, Kuzma, yo, nigga.
Kuzma.
We're gonna go sign fucking DeMarcus Cousins, nigga. What you talking about? What you mean?
Oh, my God. You're going to bet on DeMarcus Cousins Brandon coming Whip off a fucking injury. Is he 4-1's rusty off the bench.
Carlo, we have options. Brand new whip just hopped in. Look.
Oh my God.
All we got to do.
We don't have options at center. We don't.
We don't. Y'all don't if you put fucking JaVale at the four.
Do we need a backup center at that point, though?
Yes.
If we have 80.
When I got Horford?
JaVale and eight. Bro.
Who do the Sixers have as a backup, though?
They have a backup. I'm pretty sure. They have one.
Who? He doesn't know the whole roster.
It doesn't matter who it is. It can be a goddamn
they
roster.
Have,
they
can put Kyle O'Quinn at the five.
Kyle O'Quinn, nigga. Kyle O'Quinn.
They can put Ben Simmons at the five.
Norvell, Peel. Who, nigga? They ain't got no centers either. So I'm saying matchup by matchup, that's the only team that could defensively keep up with that team. If we're talking about in a 7-game series, the Sixers is probably the best defensive team in the league. Or one of the best.
So you think in terms of matchup, the Sixers are best fit against the Lakers. But is that what you want to see in the finals?
Simmons would be a good matchup to go up against LeBron. Danny Green against Richardson. Al Horford against JaVale, Kuzma, Morris. Embiid versus AD? Come on. Who doesn't want to see that? Come on, bro. Tobias versus Kuzma? But I don't know. I don't know about that one. But
Kuzma's not starting.
I'd rather see LeBron and Giannis than AD versus Embiid. Come on, man.
That's only just because it's just two players that are just so polarizing. But the rest of the players, it's like, okay. But like,
it's
from
not okay. It's
as a complete team, it makes sense to have the Sixers either.
It's teams built around those polarizing players.
Like overall, like that team all-star. Is just.
You're acting like Chris Middleton won't give you 30. You're
like acting like Embiid won't give you 30.
Hit a shot.
Embiid can't?
He might not. Nigga, he has no cardio. He might not get a chance to give you 30. Might be too damn tired to give you 30. He might get tired at 24.
All right.
Especially with AD guarding him. That is a whole 48-minute assignment right there. That's not an easy 30.
But I would still much rather see that versus Brooke fucking Lopez against AD, dude.
I mean,
I'd rather see
the Celtics are a way better story than the damn Sixers.
Well, historically, yeah.
Justin, what do you think?
All right, for mine, I did. I was thinking more like which teams in the finals would like get the most. Like, obviously, you guys know a lot more about basketball. More like the casual fan on this podcast right now. I'm kind of...
That's fine, bro. That's fine. He's
the casual.
He's
so I was thinking...
You can be a casual. Just don't say what I think you're about to say.
What would draw someone like me to watch the finals? Someone that... Okay, I'm probably going to watch them anyway, but like...
Well, Lakers-Bucks, that would be the one.
I saw a quote. I forget what it was. It said Adam Silver said like 40%. I think it was 40% of the NBA revenue comes from like game nights, like fans attending the games. So I'm thinking, which teams would make the most revenue back for them? Because that's obviously gonna be best for the league. I'm gonna skip the Lakers. That's pretty obvious. The Lakers, LeBron. I'm not even.
I know he's about to say.
It's the Clippers, man.
These are my top three, excluding the Lakers, because that's just if you don't say the Lakers, you're wrong. Number one, I had to go with the Bucks. Pretty much the same reason Dom said. He's already looking upset. I didn't even say anything wrong yet. Number two.
I'm waiting for it.
I'm not saying the Celtics.
Don't worry about it.
The number two seed, the Toronto Raptors. Listen. They won the championship last year. They lost Kawhi. Everyone was saying they're going to be trash. They're number two. Imagine if they made it to the finals. You're telling me that wouldn't be exciting storyline?
It really wasn't that exciting last year. It was only exciting because everyone on the Warriors was hurt, so they had a chance to win. Excited. That's what made it exciting.
No, there's two reasons the Warriors were going to lose.
That's why it was exciting.
The other reason exciting is because it wasn't the fucking Cavs again.
Bro, you could have put any team in the East
Toronto
in that
Raptors with what? Kyle Lowry.
I mean, we talking NBA champion Kyle Lowry. Because we're saying his name.
Yeah, put some respect. Jeremy.
I think it would be exciting. I get your point. Because I think if the Raptors did make it to the finals, that'd be pretty impressive. That'd be a great story.
The amount of trash people were talking about them at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
They're number two.
I get that. But I'm just saying, in terms of everything going on right now, I just think the Celtics or Bucks route, or even the Sixers route, might be more exciting.
Yeah. And my last team.
I want to hear his third team.
Bro, if you guys are mad about the Raptors.
All right. If the Raptors somehow made it to the finals, then that might be a different story. That'd be insane.
Oh, no.
But if the Raptors are just going to make it to the finals and then the Lakers get swept, then I'd rather see
that. Nick Nurse is a legend if that happens. Nick Nurse is a legend.
All right, go ahead. What's
my last team? The Houston Rockets. Now.
Okay.
Pick your head up, Dom. Bro, okay. The two biggest supervillains in the league right now, Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
I can see it, Dom.
People love
it. It's possible.
Hate them.
No, hey, Westbrook's a winning player, Dom. He's a winning player. Okay.
Go ahead, KD's a bitch.
Westbrook's the GOAT, man.
You're telling me you would've. Everybody hates them. Casual fans hate them. Hardcore fans hate them. Everybody hates them. You're telling me you wouldn't watch that?
From a TV ratings perspective, I would watch it.
So Rockets. It's like the 6-9 effect.
It's like
you said, Rockets. Wait,
I'm saying individual teams, not a matchup.
Okay. I'm saying
individual teams.
Yeah,
I'm not watching the Rockets Raptors.
No, that's why I left. I thought he said Rockets Raptors. No. I'm about to say, all right.
I'm saying these are my top three teams, individually, I think would draw the most attention to a casual fan.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I didn't think of the Celtics.
To answer your question, at least when I watched in 2010, the history that they were showing between games and the history with the Celtics and Lakers, like, that kind of drew me in as a fan to look more into shit.
But the thing about the Celtics is I'm doing individual teams, so if I said the Celtics, I'm not matching them up against anyone. So if it's like Celtics-Rockets, that's not as exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason your matchup worked is because it's the matchup it is. I'm trying to do individual teams, like which individual teams, regardless of who they're matched up against.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if it was the Celtics and Rockets.
In that case, the Rockets would be better than the Celtics because the Celtics would really only have those storylines if they're up against the Lakers.
I feel like
the Rockets, on the other hand, it doesn't matter who they're playing. It's the players that make the story.
To see Harden.
You got a point there.
Casuals would love to see Harden.
Yeah, Harden, Russ.
Yeah,
that would be fun. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I'll give
that'll
you that.
That would be a casual ass finals. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, all the normies would show up. Trying to educate the people. You know what I'm saying?
I got you with the normie plug. I know what's going on.
The normie
on.
Plug. The normie plug. Yeah, but.
So those are my top three besides the Lakers. Obviously, the Lakers is LeBron James.
But it'll be Lakers Sixers.
We do not know that at all. But
we do.
That's your top three. But in terms of the matchup you want, considering everything we talked about, which one would be best?
I like the Bucks Lakers or Celtics Lakers.
You know what he doesn't
it's
like?
It's
got to
be the Lakers.
Sixers. That's what he doesn't like.
The Sixers, if you're a true NBA fan and you're not a hardwood Aminu supporter.
Even a casual doesn't agree with you.
Why would a casual agree with me? They don't watch Sixers games.
Why would anyone agree with
you? So you got a casual not agreeing with you, and me and Dom not agreeing with you, and we're not casuals. What does that say, bro?
There's more Bucks and Celtics games that are aired than Sixers games. So obviously they're going to say Bucks and Celtics over the Sixers.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my point. That's the point. We're talking about which finals matchup would draw the most attention.
Yeah, draw the most attention.
I thought it was who we would want to see.
No. It's what would draw the most attention.
I clarified that multiple times, bro. The smear.
That's why everyone gave a very descriptive reason why we picked the matchups we picked. Well beyond, I think the matchup would be. Like, no one else. You're the only one that said this would be great because the matchup. Did you not realize that?
I literally sent you the topic list, and it specifically says, not specifically who do you guys want to win or who do you guys think is going to win, but which final series would you like to see the most?
Did y'all really think I was saying Raptors, Rockets as the matchup?
At one point I did, but you know, I bounced back.
When I heard Rockets,
I would not watch a single game.
The Houston Cockets.
No, I was going literally for individual teams.
Everyone gave a descriptive reason why we believe these matchups would be entertaining, why they would make sense.
I did. I said defensively that would be an entertaining match to see.
You literally said this would be the perfect matchup against the Lakers defensively.
It would. Would it not? Defensively?
That is a personal reason. But no one else brought up matchups to why this thing, why
I'm the smartest one here. Man, I'm bringing up matchups, individual matchups. Ben Simmons, LeBron. Richardson, Danny Green.
What does that have to do with drawing attention to the finals, to the league?
That can draw, because the... Nothing. Okay. Oh, I'm wrong. You're right. B-Souls, next topic.
In a league where everyone wants three balls, you want Ben Simmons in the finals.
I don't want three balls. I definitely don't want three balls, Dom. I don't. Pause.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. No, I am a Warriors appreciator.
I've said this numerous times. I've been a Warriors and Rockets appreciator for the last 3 years. I've always been. I stay consistent, unlike Dom. I'm consistent.
When was I not consistent? What?
That's what I'm saying. He's always been a Lakers fan. Dude, thick and thin, bro.
I am a Laker. I'm actually from LA. You are unlike Dom. Laker fan. I am from LA. I was born and raised in LA.
I might as well be from LA the way I die hard for my Lakers.
But you're not.
You're right. But you might as well turn your flag here.
But you're not.
You were more than a Warrior fan. Ayo, Wordy,
just double checking. Your shit's still recording, right?
Yeah, it's still recording.
The moment we in this spot, he'd be like, man, you know all what? Right. Matter of fact, it wasn't recorded.
Problem. Hit a record, bro. I forgot to hit record. That shit happened on the second episode. I'm like, yo, all right. Thank God for Zoom.
Mine was bugging. Mine was so ass. I don't know what was going on. It kept stopping recording and starting again.
On the second episode?
No, episode zero, was it?
Episode zero. Remember that? Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Unreleased episode.
The unreleased one. But
like I said, finals MVP is going to be AD after he locks the fuck up out of Embiid in the finals.
So if he locks up... all right, that's a four-game series if he locks up Embiid, but... And that's apparently... Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever won a finals MVP.
I think it'll be a seven-game series, though.
Bro, Embiid needs to drop 30 for them to win, but if he gets locked up by AD, he's not dropping 30, therefore they're not going to win.
But I think collectively they're just so good of a team defensively that they're going to keep up with the Lakers regardless. He doesn't have to drop 30. He doesn't. Yes. Defensively?
You're like the Lakers aren't a good defensive team.
The Sixers aren't?
You're like the Lakers aren't, though.
The Sixers aren't?
But the thing is, if Simmons... So who's going to score their points?
Simmons?
How? And?
Richardson? Tobias, Hezo Harris, Al Horford, Embiid.
I'm watching the NBA Finals that's relying on Tobias Harris and Josh Richardson. I'm going to tell you I'm turning that shit off.
That's tough,
bro. I'm telling you I'm turning that shit off. I'm watching fucking badminton, nigga. That's terrible.
Badminton.
Horrible. on a goofier note, did y'all see Flight reject the fuck out of Ronnie 2K on Twitter?
Yes,
I did not see it, but I heard about it.
I heard about it too. Yeah, I didn't see it.
The man Flight, bro. So just some backstory. Yeah, good for Flight, bro. But just some backstory for the people. Ronnie 2K publicly tweeted at Flight to check his DMs and said that, and I quote, I'm so proud of you and your growth and the community, and I want you involved in the 2K community. Hit me up and check your DMs. And then Flight just quote retweeted that shit and said, I'm good, bro. Too late for that. And that shit has 100K likes on Twitter. So, shout out to Flight, bro. And Lo said this on his last podcast. It takes a very fucking special person for a company who you talk shit about religiously to want to fucking work with you simply because you have that much influence.
Yeah, what were they thinking? What?
No, because Flight is that popular that even though Flight talks shit about 2K, that they want him like at the event.
Even if he said yes, they should have known that's not going to end well, bro. He's still going to roast him. He's going to like.
Well, no, they Cash Nasty too. The plan probably was to get him to come there, sign the little partnership thing, which basically says you can't badmouth 2K, so he get his logo.
Yeah,
that's probably what
but it's Flight, so he'd probably still bad.
He's still gonna get it. Yeah, he's still gonna get it. He has to get it.
Like, it wouldn't end.
Has to. I don't know.
You can't not have Flight reacts, bro. You can't Cash Nasty. You can't have Cash Nasty. You cannot have a Flight reacts. You cannot have a. I was gonna say Jesser, but I don't think
no.
Can we stop? Yes, Flight has clout, but Flight is not. He's not on the level in the 2K community of a Cash Nasty. Of all these
not
guys.
In the 2K Cash community,
I
don't think
so. I mean, clout-wise, yes, he has clout. I'm not saying he doesn't have clout.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, in the 2K community, like, come on, bro. Like, there's been guys that's put time into this shit. When Flight was playing live, they were on 2K. Like, Flight is still a pecking order. Like, yes, Flight has more clout than a lot of these guys, but still, there's a pecking order in the 2K community. Flight hasn't passed that up yet. Like, yes, Flight pulls in numbers.
It's still
yes, Flight has clout. I mean, it's still Flight, but...
I know Flight, he shouldn't be respected as a people who've been in the community and put in more
time. He should
be
respected more than them. Like, that's my thing. Like, people shouldn't feel he's more deserving of a logo or to be partnered with 2K than someone like Cash Nasty. Like,
I don't think anyone said that, though.
I'm not saying anyone said that. Yeah. I'm just saying Wordu brought that up. Like, he put them kind of in the same category. And I'm like, I don't think they're the same category.
Fly reacts, you don't have to have 2K clout necessarily. As long as you got YouTube clout and the basketball community fucks with you in general, they have to acknowledge you.
Eventually they will, but they don't have to at first. Think about how long it took Flight to get to this point. It took Flight a minute to get to this point. He was trying to say that's the thing.
King of the fourth quarter has not received the invite to the event. And King of the fourth quarter, he doesn't really have 2K. Like, he's a rebuilder. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's more known for his rebuilds and his House of Highlights shit. But he has 800K subscribers. He uploads 3 to 4 times a week and gets a guaranteed 200K views. But he wasn't invited at all. So it's not just you're in the end, like, in that vicinity and you get invited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. I mean, it takes a minute to be noticed because there's people who are just now getting their logos who've been grinding for that shit for like two years now.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just giving that shit out to people, even if they do got clout. It's not like they're just giving it out to people.
Yeah. But yo, that shit was hilarious because I don't think I've ever seen any, like, at their peak, I don't think anyone's been as popping as Flight is right now. Because he's kind of transcending the basketball.
On YouTube or in 2K? Or 2K community?
Just in social media in general.
Just social media, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people you've mentioned except for Flight, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know.
Jesser? You don't know Jesser?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, so Illuminati walk, so Flight could fly. I'm just saying.
I don't know who
low
that
key,
is.
Low key, yeah. Low key. Because
literally has so been consistent, Flight wouldn't be as big as he is because Soul would have had, Soul was the most popular 2K influencer for like 2-3 years. If he would have kept it up, it'd have been a different story, but we're not playing the what if game, we're playing the reality game, and Flight's over because he's not, in his absence, Flight took over, he stepped up, he got all the clout now. So I give it to
him. Speaking of, so what happened with him
exactly? He just honestly,
he's spiritual now.
This is from somebody who's been watching his videos religiously for like the past 3 years. It seemed like he just got into so much drama with different people that he just tried to do a rebrand and like tried to distance himself from that shit. So he made a second channel called Spiritual Soul, and he's just been going on that shit all the time now. And it's like totally different. It's just him like trying to be woke and tell people to take care of themselves mentally. Like basically, it's a positive type of dude. Like he's being real positive and stuff like that. But it's not content that people want to see. It's not like him going on stream and calling.
So it's not content people want to see, huh?
I mean, it's content that some people want to see. Like he gets views, but it's not like him going on
stream. A lot of views. A lot.
Yes.
But compared to what he used to have,
it's not like that. Like when he was going on stream calling flight.
Obviously it's not gonna be. He's talking about spiritual shit. Yeah, of course he's not.
That's his point.
I thought that was obvious.
Why bring up an obvious point, Dom? We all know this. We know
Bezos asked me a question. Oh my God. Are you even here?
I asked him what happened to So,
and I'm explaining it. And you're asking
why. We all know what happened with So. Nigga went spiritual.
He doesn't know. Like, that's why he asked me.
I didn't know.
You didn't know about Spiritual So's channel?
Where do
you know about Spiritual?
Mute your mic. Anyway, but yeah, okay. He was a lot of drama. He kept getting into people, backing out of like, he'll say like he was going to like those YouTube basketball events and stuff people were throwing at the time. Yeah. He'll say he's going, like, literally the last thing I remember, he was supposed to pull up to some event where I think Kick Genius was there. LSK and them were going to be there, and people want to see him play like real comp, and he backed out last second.
That's tough.
Everybody was on his ass about it. That was like the second or third time he backed out of a 1v1 or a basketball thing. Then after that, it kind of like slowed down with him doing that, and he just turned to spiritual. So if I'm wrong, somebody in the comments tell me on the timeline where I went wrong, but that time he backed out that shit with Kick Genius, that fucked him up. Like, a lot of people unsubscribed and all that shit. I mean, it happened before, but...
Speaking of Kick Genius, bro, Kick Genius fell off, too. I'm not...
Have you seen what they've been doing now, recently?
I haven't seen it recently, but I know at some point, Trey Good just took over the channel and changed it to Trey Good. Like, the title channel name.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, they have like, a side... I guess a second or third channel called just House or some shit like that.
Is it Trey and Jay Jones still?
Or yeah, that's a little short black dude, right? Short dark skin dude.
Yeah.
It's them two, and it's some like I'm not gonna say fat. It's some plump black dude. It's three of them now.
Plump.
I guess they got back
together because the last time I checked, like they straight up fell out.
Well, no. It's a new channel. I'm thinking old dude still has that channel that you was talking about. But yeah, this is a whole new channel because they've been posting like reactions and stuff like that, and that's what they do now.
Yeah, but speaking on the 2K community event, I don't know, I just stopped giving a fuck after like the second year they did it, because
it's lies. They just lie.
It's lies.
After what happened with 18, people. I was like, all right, bro, you niggas ain't genuine. Yeah. Like y'all are just doing this for clout. Y'all are just putting these smiles on to get us to buy this game, and then when it's ass, no one wants to speak up. Yeah. No one, everybody wants to point the blame away, push the blame away. True. Oh, it's not my fault the game's ass. I wasn't allowed to say nothing. Oh, it's not my fault. Like, everybody says that.
Why did you go, nigga? The fuck?
Because I think it was 2K19 where Agent really started going at 2K. And the game after for 2K20, he didn't even get an invite, I'm pretty sure. And I'm like,
that's what he did.
Yeah, I don't think
you're literally ostracizing arguably the biggest 2K YouTuber out there, just because they talk shit about your game and
because they criticize and tell you to fix your game.
And it's not even just a shit on it. Like, he gives advice and
like,
shit.
Thank you. Like, it's not like it's nothing like Flight. Like, it's nothing like Flight. Flight just Ronnie 2K, you're a bitch.
Shit, yeah.
Fuck this game. All the devs can suck my dick. I'll punch my wing in the thing. Like, that's Flight. Agent will tell you, hey, you guys need to fix the game mechanic. Hey, this jump shot shouldn't be this inconsistent. Like, he's real
specifically
pointers.
Specifically.
Like, real pointers. Like, tells you, hey, you. And the thing I love about Agent, he digs deep into it. Like, yo, 2K, you guys bought out X, Y, and Z studios. Why aren't y'all putting them into use to make the game better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, actual, like, puts in time to get, like, his facts right. He's not just talking out his ass like 90% of us that complain about 2K. He gives legit feedback, legit criticism like any game company should want. And he's ostracized for it. It's fucked up.
Well, yeah, they probably just don't want to be told what to do. He's probably right, and they're like, shit, well.
He is right. It's not probably. He's 100% right.
That's probably. Well, that's why. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be pointed out for being wrong. Someone like Flight, he's just saying, like, this game ass. Like, stuff like that. Like, <This game. laughs> like that's not really a pointer. But if he's pointing out, like, legit things and he's right, they're probably like, shit. Like,
they should hire people like Agent and, like, other YouTube personalities that are big in the 2K community. Like, they should hire them directly to, like,
they have. Because I think Shakedown, like, does 2K News, I believe. I forgot who that big My Team YouTuber was, but he does the My Team side shit, too. But long story short, if you've ever talked shit about the game to an extent, they're not fucking hiring you. They're not, unless you're Flight, which is why I was really surprised, because Flight that ass cusses out the game, and they went after him publicly, but Flight said no. So shout out to Flight. But
bro, Ronnie said Flight would never be involved with 2K because of what he said about the devs and stuff, and then turn around and does that.
Yeah,
Flight's a legend, man. He's turned into a legend.
Yeah, because the 2K community event, when it first started, it was for straight up, like, in-depth 2K YouTubers to come in, check the game out, and interact with the devs so they can report back on their YouTube channel how the game's looking and shit. But at some point, it just became like a
publicity stunt.
Yeah, it became a publicity stunt. It became a clout thing. They started inviting, like, just famous-ass Instagram models for no reason. Yeah, that's pretty much it with the 2K community event. Like, it's just become a publicity stunt. No respect for the real 2K YouTubers out there, but
the real ones.
The real ones, you know what I'm saying? But y'all got anything
like, how does Chris Move not have a job at 2K, bro?
Oh, I've heard of Chris Move.
Chris Move, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yo, what?
Like, these are the OGs, bro. Like, yo, these are the OGs.
Nah.
Fuck with Chris Move?
You don't like Chris?
Bro, Chris Move is the KD of the 2K. Let me stop.
What? Right.
Let me stop. I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
But no, deadass.
No, deadass, like, I don't like Chris Move, though. Like,
why?
I can't respect the guy, bro. Like, okay.
You can't respect
him? Look at it like this. I respect the fact that he built the community that I love so much, because I can say without 100%, I am 100% deeply involved in the 2K community. Like, I've been playing 2K forever. Love the game, even though it's ass. Love the concept because it's basketball.
I'm in
it. And he built it up from scratch when no one else was doing it. I love Chris Move back then. What I don't like is when times changed, and it's when the next gen consoles came out, and people started to, like, collaborate, network to help grow the community, he wasn't around for that. Like, not around for that. He refused to do it. He refused to uplift anybody in the community. He refused to try to, like, look out, try to collab. Like, think of it. When was the last collaboration with Chris Move video in the 2K community?
But he uplifted the whole community just by what he did
built,
in the first
he
place.
He built it. He gave everybody the groundwork and the blueprints for what to do. But when you have all these people that give you this praise, you should reciprocate that energy. Like, you don't in any other profession, when they say, when the greats lay the groundwork out, when you pay homage, they at least acknowledge it. Like, in rap music, J. Cole, a couple years ago, a minute ago, he released a song called Let Nas Down. Talked about how he made a song and it didn't bust right and everything. He thought he let Nas down because Nas didn't like it. What did Nas do? Made a remix to his song without telling him how he respects him, he ain't let him down, all that, uplifting J. Cole. And J. Cole talked about how he loved it. Stuff like that. Chris Move doesn't do anything like that in basketball.
Well, I don't think he would have, because I think he kind of saw that the 2K community was kind of forming into drama-related shit. So I think he just wanted to stay out of the drama and shit.
To stay out of drama, you just gonna say fuck everybody? Like, you're just not gonna acknowledge.
Wanted to stay in his lane and mind his own business.
But your lane, the lanes you have created everyone else's lane. And it's not like you couldn't just at least let motherfuckers know, like, acknowledge the people that fuck with you. Like, you can't get, what drama are you gonna get in for being like, yo, hey, yo, shout out to Bezos, man. I seen what he did, blah, blah, blah. Shout out to him. Hey, yo, XYZ, Cash Nasty. Yo, I respect what you're doing, bro. Good looks. Thanks for all the love. Like, I just don't see why he can't do that. He's never done it. Yeah. Like, Chris Smooth made one video, and it's probably took him down because he was so fucking ass. He made one video on 2K14 when they introduced the fucking part. One video playing with people, got his ass bust. Never made another one. Never made another one. Like, I remember, because that's when I was like, because he only played my career. I'm like, okay, now there's a platform where we all can just be in a park and play with you, my guy. Like, where's the content? Everyone else, every other YouTuber that was doing mainly my career shifted and was like, okay, I'm gonna throw some park in here because I can actually play with the fans, play with other YouTubers, play with the community. And that helped the community grow just as much as anything. Introducing park and stuff like that. He made one park video, got his ass whooped, got dogged. Never made another one.
I like, he is technically the biggest 2K YouTuber. Like,
well, he's the OG. He's the
biggest, bro.
I'm not gonna say biggest, he's the OG.
I mean, even by like subscriber count, like he's the biggest.
Is he? How many subs do you have now?
He got like 5 mil. He got like
5 mil, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, he's the biggest.
Literally the biggest. So I can kind of see where both of y'all are coming from when y'all say that.
I just think he compromised working with everyone else in exchange for just minding his own business, not being into drama, and you know that's a fallout of taking that lane. But I honestly don't.
Okay, so what about So recently, this is something that recently happened. Who's that? This is the YouTuber that does the 2K drama news or whatever like that was Phantomus. I think that's his name.
Phantoms.
Is that him? He put out that video about Nick the Bull fan coming at Chris Smooth, and Phantoms was saying, "Yo, Nick, you're wrong. Chris is a good guy," and he blocked Phantoms. Chris Smooth blocked Phantoms.
I saw that.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? What are you doing? That's not even. He's defending you.
That's some wordy shit right there. That's
like, he's defending you, and you block him. Like shit like that. Like, come on. Like, Bezos, who's the biggest NBA YouTuber? Is it Korzemba?
Probably Korzemba or I think it's Jimmy High Roller, but he doesn't really collab with anyone, too, which I honestly don't have a problem with.
Is it Jimmy or Mike?
Cash Nasty collabs.
It's Jimmy at this point, because Jimmy can literally upload anything and put, like, an unedited thumbnail, just save image from Google, and that shit gets a milli, 2 milli views. Like, that shit's insane.
Well, I was thinking Mike, honestly. I was thinking Mike. But Mike will show love. Like, my point was, Mike Korzemba's a big channel. I figured he did. I heard plenty of people talk about how Mike was a cool dude, talked to him, stuff like that.
I think early on in his career. Now, again, if Mike ever watches this, all love. But I think most of the collabs he did was when, like, early in the NBA community. I don't keep
up with him. But even then, that's more than what Chris moved it.
Yeah. No. Like,
I mean, I guess.
Early in Chris Smooth's career, he was collabing with people. I think he was collabing with D. Cooper.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. It might have been on some Call of Duty shit, but he was collabing
with people. I'm talking about for the community.
We're talking about 2K.
It might have been 2K.
I mean, I can kind of see where Dom's coming from.
The Chris Smooth, what you call it, videos were lit as hell. Call of Duty videos, he used to let those was lit. Like, he's an entertaining person, but I just don't. You created this lane. You created a community of people, and it's like you shun them. Like, it's like, you're like, all right, all you niggas is clones. I ain't worried about you niggas. I'm going to just do me. And I'm like, bro, how can you do that when everyone loves you?
Are you talking about just YouTube specifically or just in social media in general? Because Dom2K, he shows me, like, a lot of love on Twitter. I've DM'd him a couple of times, but
specifically
on... Yeah, Dom2K, but specifically on YouTube, I don't think he's ever collabed with anyone, really.
Well, just in general. Well, we can go just in general. Like, right. Chris doesn't show love to nobody in general. Like, he doesn't... It's not there. Like, it's not...
Yeah, he's a private person. You don't know that nigga.
You can be private and still show love.
I just think he's more, like, private.
I just saw an article saying that he... I just saw an article saying that he always gets... he always gets invitations and he always declines them because and he always says it's because of his schedule. I don't know if that's has anything to do with it.
I remember on the first 2K community event, he came in a day after everyone else did because he didn't want, like, I don't know if he didn't want to fuck
with nobody.
I don't know if that was it.
I can't say. I can't.
Bro, it's the first one, bro. Like,
you never know. You never know.
Never know. So you don't want to fuck with nobody. You're so private, you don't want to fuck with nobody.
I don't think that's what it is. He's probably a busy dude. You don't think that's
what
it is?
What?
He's a busy dude.
He's a busy dude. So he's so busy that you took time. You took time out of your schedule.
Chris Moore? Yes.
No. You took time out of your schedule to come to the 2K event, but you go the day after everyone else is there.
Hey, man, Dom, he's a Jordan of 2K, and you not, hate
I'm
Jordan.
Not, I'm not capping,
and you hate Jordan because he doesn't Jordan show love to the to the young
exactly.
people. He
doesn't
show
exactly.
love to LeBron. It's the same shit, bro.
Jordan showed love to Kobe. Jordan showed love to Kobe.
But once he didn't do it for LeBron, it became a problem.
I mean, no.
Even though he actually
that's
did.
That's a fact.
Listen. Jordan showing love is far from the reason why I don't like this. Let's not even put that out there. Let's not even make that a thing. Don't Kyrie me. That is not why I don't like Jordan. But I'm just saying, when it comes to Chris Moore, I just don't see how, and I don't see how you can build this community, but then shun everyone away. Like, fuck it, when everyone fucks with you. I get if people are being toxic, that's fine. But everybody fucks with you. Everybody loves Chris Moore. Everybody shows Chris Moore love. Everybody says he's the reason I do this. You can't just be like, yo, thank you. I see that. Like, let motherfuckers know that you see it. Like, now maybe he does it in private and they just don't come out and say it. Maybe that's the case. That could be the case. Cool. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like the case. It just seems
I don't think he does it with the YouTuber specifically, but I was watching his Last of Us 2 one walkthrough part one. And he said at the beginning of the video, if you've been watching my shit since the Last of Us 1 walkthrough started, thank you for all the support and shit. So I don't know if this is because of everything we've been talking about, because he's been called out with it recently, but I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
If you've
that
been
nigga's
watching,
net worth is $7 million, bro.
If you've been watching since Last of Us 1, thanks for the support. Yeah, you can thank your supporters, that's fine, but you can't thank the niggas in the community that have elaborated what you started. They took what you started and ran with it.
I honestly don't watch Smooth that much, because he just plays way too much.
I've been off of Smooth once he was playing fucking My Career in 16. I'm like, nigga, you still ain't playing Park? Fuck this. Like, you still ducking smoke, nigga? Like, I ain't trying to watch this, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody playing Park, you still playing by yourself. Get your PlayStation ass out of here, bro. I'm done.
He's a Sagittarius. Shout out Chris Moore, man. Shout out Chris Moore.
That took a turn.
It's all right, man. Extra topic. I honestly wasn't even thinking about that. We could have talked about that. But, y'all got anything else to say for the pod this week?
I've invented and ranted on about nonsense enough for the day.
A whole bunch of music came out, you know.
Oh yeah, I heard that T Grizzly. That new T Grizzly supposed to be fire. I gotta listen to that.
Oh, that new T Trash. Oh, I never.
Of course, T Trash, of course, yo woke ass.
The nigga that raps and has no hooks in his music and he still sells. Yeah, that dude. Yeah, I don't care about him.
That should be even better. You don't have a hook and you can sell.
Tiana Taylor dropped
garbage.
It's pretty good.
Tiana, I gotta get to Tiana's album. Oh my god, I heard so many good things about Tiana's album. I need to listen to it. Tyga still raps, bro.
Headass.
You said Tyga still raps, and you ready to listen to Tiana Taylor? What? I ain't even listening to Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, I fuck with the female.
Not everyone listens to Come at the Zine, guy. Okay,
listen,
Tiana Taylor is a great artist.
Come at the Zine is gonna be a fucking meme, bro.
Stop listening to the Suicide Boys and
two things, bro. That is dancing in Kanye's video and being with Iman Shumpert. That's all I know her for. I didn't know she made music.
You're casual.
I'm a casual because I don't listen to Tiana Taylor.
A Boogie dropped his trash deluxe version of his album.
This nigga here. A Boogie like and T really trash, but you ready to listen to Tiana Taylor. Take them fucking shades off.
I'm an R&B nigga. I like R&B, bro. I like R&B. Who else dropped?
42 Doug.
Smoke Perp. Yeah. Yeah. Go check out Smoke Perp's. I'm not going to say it's trash, but
My boy, you sleeping on the pod now, bro?
It's not for me. I'll say it might be for Dom, but it's not for me. I'll say that.
It sounds like a Wordy's World topic right here, bro.
Man. Yeah, didn't you say you made a hit last week?
That's what I'm saying. How'd the hit go, bro? The single. Give us a sneak peek, bro. Yeah.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, what's your single, bro?
Hey, man, y'all ain't ready, man.
Give us a bar from the song, bro. Give us
a snippet. Play us a snippet.
Sneak peek.
Give us an IG live snippet, bro.
I mean, podcast I'm using my phone. Exclusive. I'm using the phone right now, so I can't technically give you a snippet.
Just spit a bar, bro. Just spit a bar. Offer it. You got to know your own song.
You don't know the words to your own song?
You got to know the words to your own
song. It's not that he doesn't know the words.
Y'all said I got a ghostwriter, bro? Y'all said I got a ghostwriter?
Interesting.
No, that's what I'm saying. So just spit a bar.
Topic. It's not that he can't spit a bar. Right, he just had auto-tune. That's what it was. It was a lot of auto-tune.
All right.
Go ahead.
Just because y'all doing all that. All right, money ain't a thing when I'm steady on the road. Okay, I'll just do that. I'll give you a little line.
That's not
just
a call
money on the road. That's it. I give you a little sneak peek. Money ain't a thing when I'm steady on the road.
You got the jerk hands going.
Head ass, yo.
My hand got a seizure, bro.
He spit the first six words of the hook and was like, "There you go. That's a bar.
That's a bar.
It's a little tease. I'm hyped for the release."
Music video coming soon. I'm gonna film that next Thursday. Might drop before July, sometime before July. So
might drop.
Got that. No, music video.
Okay, I'm about to say this man running five podcasts. But
head ass.
All right, man. But let's get the outros going. I think we talked enough today. Let's go ahead and go to Dom. Say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, people. I know you're only seeing about half my face right now. But thanks for tuning in. It's been your boy, Don Church 97. Go ahead, sub to me on YouTube. I stay in the comments looking at people, you know. Follow me on SoundCloud at Don Church. Actually, no, at Young Damo. You already know.
Thank you. Go check out
me and Wordu song. Young Damo featuring Alex Wordu. Doing the most. Try to get that to 400K.
Y'all niggas be doing the most, bro.
Yeah, we out.
All right, Wordu. Champagne Wordu. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, it's your boy Champagne Wordu, you know, views from the seven. You know, I'm back in this bitch. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Wordu the Dude. Follow me on Snapchat, CO Chief Skeet. New video coming soon, probably sometime next month. I'm thinking like July 4th, maybe? 4th of July type shit.
Type on Snap? I was about to say you got OnlyFans, bro.
Hey,
yo, stop.
Hey, it's COVID, she keep keeping up, bro. I'm just saying.
Shout out to Smirnoff, bro. I need that sponsorship, man. Stop playing. You need that Smirnoff bag.
Not even monetized yet, but all right, go. All right, Justin, say goodbye to the people.
I don't have anything to say, man. GG, boys. See you next week.
Justin's the MVP, bro. MVP,
that's
bro.
A fact, bro. Shout out to Tim again for the one time. Shout out to him. But
my boy Tim, baseball still sucks, bro.
Relax. Hey man, I still watch baseball. I'm still on
that's
the
not
cast.
Not even a sport, bro. What? Cricket's more of a sport than baseball.
Cricket's
ooh, that's right. Disrespectful.
Interesting. Oh my God. Of course, we're gonna leave it on a cliffhanger then.
To be continued.
Right. Of course, a baseball fan will find cricket interesting. Yeah, that's about right.
All right. Peace out, Joe.
He had to end it because he knew. He knew it was coming. He had to end it.
Yes, sir.
He was like, we ain't getting into another argument.
That was nice. There was like no topics though. Fuck, man.